Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 1-1 overall and host New Mexico on Saturday at noon Eastern time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
We're excited to play another home game here in front of our home fans and student body as we take on a very good New Mexico football team. We're happy about getting our first W last Saturday against Howard. Started out slow, but finished strong, and liked the way that our team was resilient throughout the course of the game and came out and played the second half with a lot of fire and energy and executed much better to get a victory over Howard. And we just finished practice this morning as we're getting ready for New Mexico, an option football team, very well coached. It's going to require a lot of discipline and focus on our part to have a great week of preparation to be able to go out and play a team like New Mexico. So with that, I'll open up to any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open up the call now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Garrett Sippen with ScarletReport.com.
Hey, Chris. So Drew mentioned yesterday in his press conference that you and he had yet to discuss Tylan Odom's reps going forward and was going to do so later in the day on Monday with you. Did you guys end up getting the chance to talk about Tylan's reps going forward, and what was the resolution with that?
There's really no resolution. I mean, it's going to be based on how our quarterback situation is throughout the week and how we feel it's going on Saturday as a game day. We put Tylan in the game to get his feet wet and give him a chance to get some game experience. We'll do that as we continue to go. That will a lot depend on how the game is going and what type of week of preparation Tylan has had.
And then, obviously, DeCoven Bailey was a guy you guys recruited late when you got there, and he was a pretty versatile guy in high school. We've seen him on offense, a little bit on special teams so far, but is there any other spot you could see him be playing this year, maybe defense?
No, he could do all of them. Really, it's going to depend on the health of our football team. Right now, he's got a cast on his hand. Can't do a whole lot for us on offense. So if there's a need where he can help us on defense, then we'll look at him there also. But he continues to excel on special teams. He's fast. He's physical. Knows how to get to the football. And really excited about his future here, whether it be on offense or defense. But he's doing an outstanding job for us on special teams.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Chris Nowalski, 247sports.com.
Hey, Coach. How is Kamoko Trey coming along, and do you guys have a timetable when he could play this season? I wasn't sure if I spotted him at the game on the sidelines on Saturday.
Yeah, Kamoko's got a ways to go before he is going to be able to do anything on in a game. He's still rehabbing. He's getting better. He's getting closer. He's still very limited at what he can do with his shoulders, but he's getting stronger. So right now it's just it's week by week on how strong his shoulders get and how much we can get him back into practice.
And what have you seen in practice with the limited times that he started practicing again?
Not much, because he hasn't been able to do much. His shoulders are not strong enough to go out and get a lot of reps. So his reps have been very limited when he's out of practice.
Okay.
It's more about
thanks,
just getting him back into shape.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Just in terms of Zach Allen, where is he at right now? Obviously, I think some fans are probably a little surprised that he didn't get some action in the fourth quarter there. Gio and Tylan did, since he came in and was, you know, listed as a co-starter at the start of training camp. Where is Zach Allen right now, and is there a chance to play him somewhere down the line?
Well, it all depends how he practices and, you know, the improvement that he makes. You know, if he was ready to go in the game, we would put him into a game. Right now he's not. Zach's come in and worked extremely hard, but he hasn't played quarterback in a while. Still learning the offense, still trying to get back into the groove of playing quarterback. And, you know, if he gets to the point where we think he can help us win or he has earned, you know, the reps over somebody else in practice, then we'll put him in.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.